Botswana's former leader, Ketumele Masira, is lecturing at Boston University this year. He's part of a program that brings elected former African leaders to the United States to talk about their countries. Masira spoke with our correspondent, Farai Chidea.
Let's talk a little bit about your economic situation. Botswana's economy grew rapidly under your leadership. It's one of the African nations blessed, or some might argue cursed, with mineral wealth. So how do you make sure that the money from minerals, whether it's diamonds or the coltan used in cell phones, benefits the citizens and not guerrilla warfare or elites?
All the monies, the taxes and the royalties and whatever, all the money that we can lay our hands on come into the consolidated fund of the nation, and it's just distributed to all according to their needs.
How much has Botswana had to do to create a nation out of a post-colonial group of people who may still feel that their main loyalty is to their tribe?
I think we have achieved a fair degree of cohesion because of our approach to social justice, that all people in the country must feel that the resources of the country are fairly shared, that people in the country feel that the posts in government and in whatever field of human endeavor are shared according to merit rather than because of one's tribal origins.
Genocide, as evidenced from events like the Holocaust in Germany to the genocide in Bosnia, is certainly not an African phenomenon, but genocides in Africa are too many and too often. How do you stop mass killings?
Well, we stop mass killing by really getting all members of the African Union to agree on the new rules of conduct. We have seen what happened in Togo, that because ECOWAS and the African Union put their foot down and said that things are not going to be done undemocratically, there was a diffused coup, as it were. So this phenomena that we witnessed in the past are now being actively managed by the African Union.
How strong is the African Union?
How strong is the African Union?
In terms of influence.
You'll remember that it's something which is about 2 or 3 years old. It has asserted its authority in that relatively short space of time. And I have every reason to believe that it is going to be very effective. And the personnel involved are people who have done very well in during their stint as a president. And so I have every faith in what they can achieve.
That again was President Ketumele Masira, who led Botswana from 1980 to 1988.